Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
The dead have interesting ways of communicating with the living. For many years, it was more analog, I guess, so to speak, when it comes to technology. Sometimes you'd hear about phones ringing, and sometimes people answering them, and there'd be static on the other end, or nothing at all. It just would ring at very peculiar times. It may be matched up in some sort of synchronous way with a deceased individual, where you could connect the dots. With the advent of technology over the last 25 years or so, it really has expanded the palette for which ghosts can communicate. We see it quite frequently on ghost hunting expeditions, the equipment that is now used that didn't even exist, or people wouldn't even have imagined to exist several years back. But they can also seem to communicate not just through ghost hunting equipment, but through everyday means. Texting, social media, and such. In our next story, we hear about an individual who decides to contact his brother from the other side through social media, through Facebook specifically, in a very direct way. Take a listen. This is a story about how my dearly departed brother, who was very tech-savvy, reached out to me via Facebook to deliver a message from the other side. We lost him suddenly nearly 9 months prior to receiving this photo message. He lived 10 minutes away with his wife. He was an electrical engineer working in the radio and telecommunications industry. I'm very active on Facebook, and I access it every day to give or get information. I have uploaded thousands of photos. My brother's widow is also a heavy user of Facebook. When she visited his grave in the spring of 2019, she shared several photos on Facebook. A typical practice of mine is to download some favorite photos to my laptop, and this was no exception. One of her photos shows a gravestone that is flat in the grass, along with a mini U.S. flag beside it. My intention was simply to save it in my own records, but never share it on my own timeline. Fast forward a few months later, and I'm at our cottage on a quiet lake where the internet connection is hit or miss because it's located in a rural area. Everyone had left the bonfire and gone to bed while I was taking advantage of a nearby spot on the hill where I could get service. I noticed it worked much better after midnight when I was up that week, so this was maybe the third time I could be found in the dark and alone accessing sites like Facebook and Instagram, totally immersed while everybody slept. This time, I tapped on my Facebook icon, and the first thing that loaded to my phone screen was the same gravesite photo that I had downloaded to my laptop months earlier. It was never saved to my phone. Thought maybe my sister-in-law had reposted it. I carefully checked and learned that no, it was my post, indicating that I was at the cemetery. It was set to my friend's audience. I couldn't understand that. It was not at all something I would do. That picture belonged, in a sense, to my sister-in-law, and I would not share that. I'd not been to his grave yet and doubted I would post my own photos of it to my friends on Facebook. It indicated there were several comments made on the photo, so I went to view them. There may be 3 separate comments, but all were from the same person, and they were pure gibberish. They were from a longtime girlfriend. Her boy and mine were childhood friends, so maybe she had met my brother at a sporting event he attended. She lived a quarter mile away, still her comments made no sense with random letters and spaces. I was convinced that both my account and hers had been hacked. I did not want to contact her at that late hour. In my panic, I did not take a screenshot. I felt a sense of urgency to delete that post, and that's what I did. I went to bed, still worried about my account being hacked, and when I woke up the following morning, I came to a sudden realization that my brother did it. That idea hit me like a bolt of lightning. I was just laser sure about it. Indeed, it was a very clear message from him telling me to get my lazy butt to his gravesite. There's no doubt in my mind that this is what he was asking of me. I'm not big on visiting cemeteries and graves. I won't do it alone, but I don't feel comfortable going with his widow either. It's taken a couple months for me to arrange to go with a family member. It's quite a drive since his widow decided to bury him in a military cemetery when he never discussed that when he was alive. That, yes, he was in the military, and all of this certainly fits his personality and skill set. I feel he had figured out, because he relished in figuring things out electronically, how to best grab my attention via Facebook to convey the message strongly about what he wanted from me. It should be said that when his widow posted the photos of his gravesite, it was shocking for my siblings and me to view them for the very first time on Facebook, along with her other Facebook friends. We had all attended the military ceremony, but it was in a gazebo far away from where his resting spot would ultimately be, on the huge property. None of his blood relatives had seen his gravesite, while his widow had been there a few times. My brother isn't pushing for me to strengthen my relationship with his wife. He's pushing me to gain some more comfort and closure by going back to that cemetery and check out his grave. And he is proud of it. If I get any more electronic messages from the other side of my brother, I'll certainly let you know. All my life, I've had paranormal experiences, and this was the most recent, the most visual, and the most jarring. I know what I saw on my phone that dark, quiet night. I theorize that the gibberish commenting was his effort to communicate further, and he randomly chose my friend's account to do it. Her surname starts with a B, which would put her towards the top of my friends list, and maybe he recognized it. Also, when a photo received comments, I have noticed it gets priority viewing on one's Facebook newsfeed. The second I hit the Facebook app, it went straight to this photo that filled the screen view, which is highly unusual. Please let me know what you guys think. I love your podcast. We are strong.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.